我们今天看的这个信息哈，我们今天说敬拜主耶稣基督哈。
So our today's message is worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
刚才也读了这个，几个博士从东方来。
Earlier we were talking about we have a few magis coming from the east.
所以我们刚才看的这个经文哈，就东方的啊，我们就开始再看一遍哈。就是我们可以站起来再读一遍好不好、啊、站起来读一遍
Stand up and read this again、
yeah. 我用中文来读、啊、我来姐妹帮我们读英文我们一起都读好不好我们一起来读、啊、英文中文都读好不好当叙利王的时候耶稣生在马太的伯利恒有几位博士从东方来到耶路撒冷他们看见那星就大大的欢喜进了房子看见小孩子玛利亚就俯伏拜小孩子揭开、哦、有黄金乳香末药为礼物献给他们好
This English version again. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of the King Herod, Magi from the east came to the Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born, the King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod had heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together Sorry, am I reading the correct one? Yes. Right? Am I? Okay.
You're okay.
Yeah. So when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Okay. 我们一起来祷告。Let's pray. 天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
就在现在。
At this very moment.
就在现在。
At this very moment.
Even now, 你对我们说话。
Even now, you are talking to us.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我讲英文，请坐。我讲英文，你讲中文。
Okay, 好
开玩笑哈，都可以哈。Mm-hmm. 我们大家很多人都会听英文、中文， mm-hmm. 所以不是这个大问题。所以你们今天会听中文，又会听英文的，那你们就有 double dose 啊。Mm-hmm. 好，那我们看到今天的信息哈，特别我们在办公室的时候，工作的时候。
So when we're in our offices，
有的时候很多人问你一个问题。
Sometimes our coworkers would ask us,
哎，你今天好不好啊？
How are you doing today?
你会说，哎呀，我很忙，很忙。
Often you would answer, I'm very busy.
一方面你不要你的朋友告诉你要你做什么。
On the one hand, you hope that you do not want your coworkers to offer help to them.
的确，我们是很忙。
We are indeed really busy.
特别在这个季节里面，从Thanksgiving， 从这个感恩节到圣诞节
Especially during the holiday season from Thanksgiving to Christmas
我们更是忙
It is our busiest season
有的人在公司还要加班、啊、
Often we have to work extra hours to make the duty
所以我们非常匆忙所以我们非常匆忙
So we're all in a rush
所以我们叫做 Christmas rush 对不对就是圣诞的匆忙
So there is a word called Christmas rush
也可以说冲冲冲冲冲东冲西的地方匆忙哈、yeah. 这种方式啊我们看到这图片
yeah this could also be interpreted as rushing into Christmas
对我们有买东买西的有时候买给亲属的礼物哈
we have purchased a lot of gifts
我们常常不了解忘记的圣诞节对我们的意义
And we are so busy in the gift buying, and we forget about the significance of Christmas to us.
当时，在我们刚才读过的圣经，就在路加福音第二章第七节里面。
So in the book of Luke, chapter 2, in the verse 7,
那边告诉我们，耶稣的母亲生了头一胎儿子，用布包起来在马槽里，因为客店没有地方。
So the verse goes, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
So no vacancy, huh? No room for Jesus, huh?
So we're so busy that we have no room for Jesus.
So 希望我们今天在这个季节里面，希望我们心灵里面有主耶稣的在我们心里。
So hope in this season we still have a space in our heart to praise the Lord.
究竟圣诞节有什么意义呢？
So what is the significance of Christmas?
一般社会的来说，大部分人不太清楚。
So most of the people may not be clear
about it. 在美国社会大概47%的都说他们只是家庭在一起，不知道主耶稣诞生的日子。
About 40% of American populations, they regard Christmas as a great holiday family gathering.
但是他们知道是在他们后面脑筋里面，而真正的没有活出来。
Yeah, they sort of know what Christmas is about, but they did not live it out.
所以我们今天谈到敬拜主耶稣，是我们最终最主要的基督徒的节期。
So today we're talking about worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the most important date in our life.
所以马太福音第二章第一节到十二节我们已经读过了，就是有几位从东方来的耶路撒冷的这几位博士。
So in Matthew, in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, we understand that where is he who has been born of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.
对，他们就是要来敬拜他。
So these Magi's, they came to worship him.
我们今天这个英文读的是 ESV 是 English version. If you never heard of it, it's the English Standard Version. 是比较保守的一个 version。
So the Bible verse we are reading today is an ESV version. It's a kind of a traditional version.
所以这些博士，我们在这里这个图片里面，你看到有几个博士。
So how many of these Magi's that we are we can see here?
有三个博士。
There are three of them.
对不对？对不对？但是圣经说只有几个博士。
How many of them Bible has mentioned?
所以我们看到我们通常我们所认识的这位圣经里所说的都是从 Hallmark 卡片来的。
So we know about this nativity scene from the Hallmark Christmas cards.
你又看到这三个人坐在这个这 camel 上面。
Yeah, so we see these,
骆驼上面。
We see the three Magi's riding on the 骆驼。
我想他们不是在骆驼上面。
I think they may not be riding on the camels.
因为这些博士当时在巴比伦，我们的以色列人被掳到巴比伦的时候，这些人已经在那里。
So when the Israelites are exiled to Babylon, where were these people?
这些人就是有名望的人。
These are renowned, famous people.
有知识的人。
They are knowledgeable people.
但是也受到但以理的影响。
They have been significantly influenced by Daniel.
所以说他们是星象家。
So they are astrologists.
所以他们在波斯跟亚拉伯南部、东部从那边来到，要找这个王。
So possibly these people came from Persian or the south of Arabic countries to.
他们要来要敬拜这位王。
They came all the way to worship this god.
所以我们也看到，他就是也不是站着哈，这个也不是站着，三个人看到是站着那边。等下我们会谈到这一方面。
Yeah, so these people were standing there.
他们说俯拜耶稣，是俯拜，不是站着。
So they're really worshiping him, not standing there, looking at him.
所以我们今天的信息就看到我们在这个圣诞节期里面思想到怎么敬拜神。
So today's message is about how we can worship a God during Christmas.
所以我们这里看到这个三博士。
So we're seeing these three Manjis.
永方帝王看到这星之后就赶来了。
So they saw the stars and they came.
可能是骑马很快来的。
They could be riding on a horse.
所以这里给我们看到几个经节里面有几个重点。
So we're in Matthew, in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, we see these a few highlights.
第一件事情给我们看到第二章十一节告诉我们。
So the chapter 2, verse 11 tells us,
进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚就俯伏下拜小孩子、啊、揭开宝盒拿黄金乳香没药为礼物献上给他。
So on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And they opened the treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
第一件事情，他们就要看见的主耶稣。
So first thing they saw.
我们可以说这里他就认识这位主。
So here they started to know him.
And 他们就揭开宝物，他俯伏在拜的时候就揭开这礼物。
And then as soon as they bow down and worshiped him, they opened their treasures and presented the gifts.
可以说这里他俯伏在拜的意思就是一个降服在神的面前。
So when they bow down, they surrendered to God.
很重要的一点，我们认识主的人要敬拜神，要俯伏在神的面前。
So for those of us who know who Jesus is, it is important for us to bow down and surrender to Jesus.
这里崇拜也是敬拜的心哈。
So we are having a worship, we are having a heart of worship.
这里是教会今日里面当敬的职事。
So this is what we need to do in the church.
建立一个神的敬拜的一个教会。
So we build a church that worships God.
而且马太福音告诉我们，这马太福音着重的就是主耶稣是王。
So the key point of a book of Matthew is Jesus is the king.
说他们敬拜的时候
，So when they worship,
他们认定他是有权柄的一个人。
They acknowledge him as the man of authority.
也知道他。敬拜的时候知道神渐渐的会显示他们知道更认识他。
So they knew that God will reveal to them and that they could know him more.
所以我们看到这一点的时候我们今天也是一样。
So when we read this, we know the inspiration for our today's life.
Yes. 那再接下来看到他们就揭开礼物。
So the second thing they did was they opened the treasures
作为献祭
and they offered the gift.
揭开礼物之后有三个礼物献给基督。
So there were three gifts involved here.
就拿黄金、乳香、没药献给他。
They have gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
今天我们教会的献，我们教会的奉献。
So today, the offerings in our church
也是一个敬拜的仪式
is also a way of our worshiping God.
不是金钱的一个敬拜，而是心灵里面愿意把这些奉献给神。
It's not just the monetary offering. It's also what we have in our heart that we'd love to offer to God.
所以他们把这三件献给神。
So they want to give the three items to God.
耶稣
For Jesus.
你听到今天我说敬拜主耶稣基督
So today we're saying that we want to worship Jesus the Lord.
谢谢 Jesus Christ. 好，我们看到这里的时候，看到黄金献上的时候。
So when the gold was being offered,
就代表主耶稣是个君王。
It means Jesus is the King of Kings.
你如果回去看路加福音第一章三十节、三十三节的时候。
So when you read Luke 1 verse 30 to 33.
这里说天使对他们说玛利亚不要怕你在神的面前已经蒙恩你要怀孕生子可给他取名叫耶稣他为大称为至高者的儿子主神要把他主大卫的位给他他要做雅各的家的王直到永远他的国也没有穷尽
So for Luke book 1, verse 30 to 33, and the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
不在讲章里面，这里说到是玛利亚看到天使给她显现的话就惧怕。
So Maria feared when the angels appeared in front of her.
这个天使告诉她不要怕。
So the angels comforted her.
我们来到神的面前也是有惧怕的心。
So when we came to God, we have this fear in us.
当我们认识他的时候，神说不要惧怕。
So when we know God, God is telling us, do not be
afraid. 而且这里说到他是一个君王。
And then the angels told her that he will be the Lord God.
主耶稣是万王之王。
So Jesus will be the King of Kings.
他是有所有我们都是他的国民。
So we are all his kingdom.
他治理他的国民。
So he administer his people.
我们基督徒。
As Christians.
治理我们的生命。
So he administer our lives.
借着他的话治理我们的生命。
Via his word.
生根在里面，帮助我们。
So his word will be rooted in us
生活,
to help us to live.
生活有内容,
so we have a content in our life.
能够有一个喜乐的心生活,
we have a joy.
不怕有什么其他的事情发生在我们身上,
fearless.
对, 也, 他也是我们的主宰,
he is also our master.
不只是一个救主,
not only our savior.
第二方面我们看到他献祭的是乳香。
So the second item offered is the incense.
乳香是带什么？乳香是纯洁、无耻、无瑕疵的，而是馨香的。
So frankincense is fragrant and pure.
我们谈乳香的时候，在敬拜里面，旧约里面就是一个敬拜祭司们把敬拜给神的。
So the priest would approach to their worship by offering the incense.
这里特别谈到主耶稣复活升天的一个仪式。
So when Jesus came from the dead, there is a ceremony involved.
也可以说我们也是馨香的见证。
So we are here as live and fragrant witness.
我记得我以前在 Dallas, 大勒斯工作三年。
So I once worked in Dallas for 3 years.
是一个心脏科的一个地方。
So it's in the is it the heart department?
Yeah, in his ischemic heart center. 那个地方，我们的一个秘书。
Our secretary.
他矮矮小小的哈。那矮矮小小，他常常会喜欢穿的一个 perfume。
So our secretary was tiny and short, and often wore some perfume.
每次走过的时候，我就知道她来了。
So whenever she came, I knew she is on the way.
希望我们做基督徒的人也有这样馨香之气，就是你有见证给别人看到你的好行为。
So I hope as Christians would have this fragrance in us, so whenever we pass by, people would tell who we are.
纯这里的纯教会里面都想起来了哈。
So our whole church will smell wonderfully.
所以这里谈到主耶稣身上也是大祭司。
So Jesus is the priest.
最后一件礼物是什么呢？
So the last gift offered
就是末药。
Was the myrrh.
我相信我们谈到末药的时候都会想到这些是干嘛的。
So the myrrh reminds us of its function.
是献给使者的礼物。
So this is the gift.To the Messiah, to the gift. Oh, so the myrrh is the gift for the dead.
主耶稣是死的祭。
And Jesus is the life.
宝贵的祭。
He is the.
为我们献上。
Sacrifice. He is sacrifice for us, and he died for us.
所以这个末药就象征主耶稣受苦 是王为我们舍己爱我们的缘故。
So the symbolic meaning of myrrh is suggesting that Jesus died for us on the Christ, sacrificed him for us.
在路加福音二章十一节告诉我们，因今天在大卫城里为你们生了一个救主，救主就是主耶稣基督。
So in the Luke book 2, it's telling us in the city of David, there is a savior that is Jesus Christ.
然后就一马太福音一章二十一节
，So Book of Matthew，
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他取名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪里面救出来。
So、verse 21 For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people.From their sins.
所以从这里我们看到这个圣诞的三个礼物给我们都有很大的关系。
So from here we understand that the three gifts offered to Christ are highly related to us.
我们不想到主耶稣是君王。
So we can think of him as a king of kings.
我们也想到主耶稣是乳香。
So we can think of him as incense, fragrant incense.
我们也想到主耶稣我们舍命所有末药。
And we can think of him as the sacrifice for our sin and become the and then is the myrrh.
当我们想到这个圣诞节的时候
，So whenever we think of Christmas,
我们不能不下拜。
We cannot, we cannot not bow down
and worship him.
And then worship him.
我们要敬拜他，因为我们看见他，而且我们愿意敬拜他，我们也愿意献上这三个礼物给他。
So now we are able to see him, and we want to bow down to him, and we want to offer the three gifts to him.
当时他们不敬拜别人，只敬拜主耶稣。
At that time, they did not worship other idols, only worship Jesus.
他们也不敬拜玛利亚。
They do not worship Maria.
不敬拜约瑟。
They did not worship Joseph.
只敬拜我们主耶稣。
Only Jesus Christ.
夫妇为着小孩敬拜。
So they bow down over the child.
今天对我们的奉献认识更深。
So today we are seeing we see the meaning for our offerings.
认识是更深更宝贵。
So it's a precious meaning for us for the offerings.
我们也愿意把最贵重的礼物献给神。
And we want to offer God the most precious gift.
我们也把最好的一切，我们自己也献给神。
And the best of us, we want to give it to God.
另外一方面，我们说我们很穷。
On the other hand, we want to say we're very poor. I have no money.
主耶稣说，你给我的爱就够了。
And Jesus said, just give me your love.
有非金钱的也可以奉献给神。Non-monetary sacrifice, 我们也可以 offer to God. Non-monetary offering to God. 第一个就是和别人和好。
So we want to amend our relationship with other people.
告诉别人你的儿女们我爱你。
We want to tell our children and other people that I love you.
特别做父亲的要对我们女儿更要多说。
Especially fathers to the daughters.
因为我们的女儿常常会忘记。
Because our daughters will forget.
所以你要常跟女儿说我爱你。
So you often we want to encourage fathers to say I love you to daughters. And say this to your sons.
我爱你。
I love you.
也可以更需要跟你妻子和先生说我爱你。
And say this to your spouse.
不是说口头上讲哈。
Not just verbally.
行动上也要做。
In your act.
多帮他们洗碗哈。做父亲的
wash dishes often
可能你都是在家里都是你希望
do the dishes、yeah.
还有另外一方面你可以饶恕别人
number three you want to forgive others
把你的权利、交给神
and then surrender yourself to God
就是要可以饶恕别人
so that you can forgive other people
也可以自己错的时候认罪跟别人说，请你赦免我好吗
？So when you didn't do things correctly, you could you could apologize if you are wrong.
我常常跟 弟兄们开玩笑。
Here's some joke that I often tell to the brothers.
我说是你的错，你应该叫你的太太跟你说赦，请你赦免我。
If it is your fault, then ask your wife to forgive you.
如果是太太的错
，If it is your wife's fault，
你们中国是说爱人还是媳妇哈、啊、
？Yeah，
那你就说对不起，我也错了。
Then you
都是我的错。
Then you say I'm sorry, I'm wrong.、Yeah. It's all on me.
所以对弟兄姐妹。跟我们自己的家人要恩慈相待。
So we want to show our mercy to our family members.
也可以讲造就的话。
And you want to say edifying words.
我们这些都可以献给神。
Just to name a few, that these are the offerings that we could give God.
从前有一个故事。
I'd love to share with you a story.
在一个采矿的小县
，There was a mining town。
这小县的工人通常做完事的时候，都到一个客栈去。
So the miners would love to frequent an inn after a busy day。
他们全身都是很脏。
They're dirty all over.
常常去那边可能喝点啤酒，吃点东西才回家。
They enjoy the beer or some of the snacks at the inn.
那边有一个夫人。
So the innkeeper, the lady.
她也常常照顾这些人。
Often took care of these customers.
对他们非常好。
And she was really nice to them.
有一天呢，这个地方非常的脏。
One day, this place is really dirty.
忽然间呢，怎么地方走进去的时候非常干净。
One day, and suddenly these people walked into the inn, and then realized that it's really clean.
那么他们来的人也很干净。
And everybody became clean inside out.
很惊讶，怎么会有这种事情？
The people were surprised.
后来发现一件事情。
And they discovered.
因为这个主人的太太。
The innkeeper's wife
生了一个孩子
gave birth to a little baby.
很可爱的一个孩子
A lovely baby.
改变了他们的生活
And this baby changed everybody's life.
同样的，今天我们看到主耶稣这位诞生的主耶稣
So today we see the newborn.
改变了我们的人生
He changed our lives.
自然的，我们生命要 clean up.
So naturally, we want to cleanse our lives.
我们看到主耶稣要拜他
，so we want to bow down to him，
要敬拜他，然后要献祭给他我们的一生。
And we want to offer our sacrifice of our whole life。
我们让主耶稣称为我们的首位。
So let us be the priority of our life. Put him first。
特别在这个季节里面
，in this season especially，
圣诞节里面，让主耶稣称我们的首位。
We want to put Jesus first。
我们感谢神
We thank God
yeah, 让他这样子的爱我们
And he loved us so much
从今以后因为主耶稣诞生改变了我们生命
Because the birth of the baby our lives have been changed
求主给你们喜乐的心
We ask God to give you a joyful heart
因为神改变了我们生命
Because God has changed our lives
主耶稣说我给你是个丰盛的生命
Jesus said I've given you abundant life
永远不会改变
It will never alter
不管你做什么
No matter what you do
不能再增加我对你的爱
My life cannot be increased
My grace to you cannot be increased No matter what you do 我们感谢神这样子的一位神这样子摆上来到世间，我们摆上。
We thank Jesus, offer his life.
所以今年啊，明年开始，你要让主耶稣成为居首位在你生命。
So starting the new year, that we want you to put Jesus first.
我们现在有小孩子，他们要下来给我们献诗。
So now we have some children coming down to sing some songs.
新寒弟兄也跟我们一起唱一首诗歌。最后我愿意跟你分享上一次这个 感恩节跟圣诞节我们一个聚会。
And I want to share a message with you.
Yeah. 我念英文，他们给我一个卡片。
Yeah. This is a card that I've received.
我觉得很有意思。
I find it very interesting.
我很少能够找到这样子好的卡片。
It is really nicely written and a very touching card.
是英文。
In English.
所以婉蕾姐妹可以帮我翻译成中文。
Yeah, I'm going to read it in English.
这里说 ,Jesus is the Lamb of God to die for my sins.
Okay, I'm going to read it from here.
中文。
耶稣基督是神的羔羊，为我的罪而死。
The Prince of Peace to change our hearts.
是和平之子，改变了我的心意。
The Good Shepherd to guide our lives.
是一个好牧人来领引我的生命。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
Yeah, let's pray. 亲爱主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
你就是被杀的羔羊。
You are the Lamb of God.
使我们罪得赦免。
Who shed the blood so that our sins are cleansed.
你就是那平安王。
And you are the Prince of Peace.
改变我们的心。
Who have changed our hearts.
你也是那大牧者。
You are the Good Shepherd.
来处理帮助我们整理我们的家，整理我们的生命。
Who guides our lives.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
主，我们愿意再一次让你居首位在我们生命里面。
We are willing to put you first, Jesus.
我们献上祈求祷告。
And we pray.
是奉主耶稣基督名求的。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.